This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Tammy Ann Sanchez. Date of birth is July the 29th, 1963. Case ID number is 4101049. Date of examination, December the 22nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Mission Regional Medical Center dated 2/7/2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old separated female with two adult children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Guillain-Barré syndrome, comma, osteoporosis, comma, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she was an assistant for a retail store for 7 years. She does not remember what she did before that time. During that time that she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a rented trailer by herself with her little pets. She is presently... She presently did receive disability benefits for 6 months, but has not recovered from her illness and needs more assistance at this time. Allegation number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Number two, osteoporosis. Number three, anxiety/depression. History of allegation number one. Guillain-Barré syndrome. The claimant states that on February the 7th, 22, she presented to Mission Regional Medical Center secondary to having increased paralysis of her body. She was hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome and was hospitalized for 1 month. She presented with right facial weakness and ptosis, decreased balance, decreased vision, dysphagia, hoarseness, and a slow speech. Her mental status included decreased memory, comma, decreased cognitive ability, comma, and confusion. She denies any seizure or syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms included complete whole body paralysis and weakness with decreased balance and decreased vision. Her speech at this time is still slurred and very slow, and her mental status includes decreased memory and mild decreased cognitive function, although she has improved since the time that she was initially diagnosed with that diagnosis. Her limitations include being able to walk 30 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, and she does have a cane that she uses for support. She states that she has a decrease in proprioception. The claimant complains of having difficulty changing her clothes and bathing herself. She has difficulty with toilet hygiene and has noticed that she has urinary incontinence. She does not have a provider at this time and has difficulty with daily activities of normal living there in her home. When she did have the Guillain-Barré syndrome, she was placed on a respirator and a feeding tube for 1 month. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, and sometimes button her clothes, but she is unable to put her clothes on by herself. The claimant is unable to drink from a coffee cup without both hands, cannot open up a jar top, cannot cook an egg, and is unable to sweep. She is unable to lift any weight above her head. Her physician at this time is Dr. Castillo Sai and Dr. Oscar Tejerina. Her condition appears to be fairly stable, although she is barely recovering at this time and still has a lot of physical and mental deficit. The claimant also complains of deep muscle pain with shooting pains consistent of pins and needles all over her body. She has decreased coordination and unsteadiness. She has stated that she has difficult swallowing, chewing, and speaking at this time, and difficult with extraocular movements and her vision. Allegation number two, osteoporosis. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed by x-rays as having severe osteoporosis. She did fracture her left wrist in 1970 and has had a left anterior cruciating ligament repair and meniscus repair, which noted osteoporosis by x-rays and MRI. No injections have been given or medication for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She states that she has an electrical pain throughout her body, secondary to the Guillain-Barré syndrome. She has had no other fractures at this time, secondary to osteoporosis. Her limitations include being able to walk 30 feet, stand for 5 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, but is unable to use a coffee cup unless she uses both hands, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, and occasionally button her clothes, but is unable to dress herself well. She is unable to lift anything above her head. She did present with an assistive device that she uses all the time. Her family doctor is Dr. Pablo Romero. She is presently on no medications for pain. And her physical activity includes just walking a little bit around the house. Allegation number three, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since February the 7th, 22, when she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome, she started to develop severe depression and anxiety. She states that she has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts. She feels that she's a burden to her family and would be better off dead. She states that her appetite has decreased, as well as her inability to sleep at night, and she states she has daily sadness and does not like to be around people. She has recently had some hallucinations and is being observed closely for that. The claimant also suffers from crying spells and generalized weakness and paralysis. An MRI of the C-spine was performed, which reveals she has cervical lordosis and spondylosis with degenerative disc disease, and it was noted by a CT scan or that the claimant also has cerebral atrophy. Family history, the father is 78 and in good health. Her mother is 76 and has recently fractured her right leg from a fall and may very well have osteoporosis as well. Medications, Centrum Silver, POQD, Buspirone, 7.5 milligrams TID, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams QE, and duloxetine, 30 milligrams QD. Medical problems, depression / anxiety, comma, Guillain-Barré syndrome, comma, respiratory failure, comma, dysphagia, comma, history of spinal cord disease with myelopathy, comma, generalized paralysis of her whole body with decrease in cranial nerves 2 through 12, osteoporosis, major surgery, left knee surgery for a anterior cruciate ligament tear and a torn meniscus. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant has had hepatitis when she was a child. She denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, his temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 240 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 161 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 41. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild to moderate acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was mild to moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal. The claimant had difficulty in her facial nerves. There was decrease and slowness of movement of her face, her speech, and her eyes. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to neurological on the bottom? The claimant was not very alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. The claimant appeared to be crying off and on and appeared to be in severe pain. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was very poor. Concentration was fair, and she was barely oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were mildly decreased. The claimant had slow motion of her eyes, speech, and all movements. Cerebellum, The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was slow, but normal. The claimant could not perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romberg sign was negative, musculoskeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness throughout her body. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, although she is able to perform most of the ranges of motion. She appears to be able to only perform them halfway and in a very slow motion and with decreased strength. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to get up on the exam table to perform the supine position, straight leg of motion. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but slowly. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a support cane at all times. Neurological exam, grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full closed fist, but slowly with tremors. She is not able to oppose or pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact and appeared to be very slow. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderate to severely restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a generalized mild paralysis of her whole body. She hears but does not speak well, secondary to a slurred speech, which is slow, although I am able to understand the conversation. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for remnants of the Guillain-Barré syndrome. She is unable to heel toe, but is able to tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5 with tremor, and the claimant is unable to pinch, oppose fingers, or make a full fist with strength. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderate to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but shows severe fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and some minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate, but with limitations, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to neurological symptoms of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Probable diagnoses. Number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome, confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant has not recovered fully and still has difficulty in activities of daily living. Number two, osteoporosis, not confirmed with medical records or physical examination, and is not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. She has had no fractures since 1970. Number three, anxiety / depression, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is being treated at this time, and her condition appears to be a little better and stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Tammy Ann Sanchez.